Big Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. I love the fact that Taryn picked up her pumpkins.
Oh, she did.
So she's not wearing a bra?
Yes. Honestly, if you see her jumping back there, kind of looks
you
like
just
it.
Just broke her, by the way, Steve. Oh, I gotta go pick up my pumpkins. Fred! Get me my sports bra! It's Halloween!
Need to ratchet this down.
I'm smashing these pumpkins every step I take.
Wow. Oh, let's just get to Danny from Puyallup. Danny, are you there?
Yep. Oh, sorry.
Yes, sir.
I don't even want to ask a question. I was gonna ask how his pumpkins are doing, but I don't even want to know.
Hanging low, baby.
Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those pumpkins with me. Playing at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can guess all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What animal is the title character in the movie Babe?
Pig.
Correct. What holiday has the most candy sales?
Easter.
No.
Halloween?
Yes. Which popular video game franchise has released games with the subtitles World of at War and Black Ops?
Call of Duty.
Yes. Starring Ali Wong, Netflix just confirmed the second season of what drama?
Bass.
Which former Beatle had a number one hit with Stevie Wonder in 1982?
Bass.
ESPN stands for Entertainment and Sports Programming what?
Network.
Correct. How many players are there on each side in a polo match?
6, 7, 8.
No. Who played the title character in the 2021 movie Black Widow?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. What is the world's tallest mountain above sea level?
Everest.
Yes. What is the official currency in Germany?
Dong.
No.
Pass.
Danny, you got 6 correct.
Now I got to know, is our Danny going to root for this Danny because they share a name?
Ooh. No, Steve, all the way. Sorry.
You're not?
He never does.
Yeah, but you guys are namesakes.
You got, I know, it's fine. You got Sarah and Taryn to cheer for the other Danny because they don't cheer for me anytime. So.
Yeah, but if Steve's name was Sarah, I would cheer for him all the time.
I don't even know what I just walked in on.
I can't follow her brain either.
I'm looking for a hat trick. 3 in a row, baby.
Woo, let's see. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What animal is the title character in the movie Babe?
A pig.
Correct. What animal has the most, or what holiday has the most candy sales?
Oh, it's got to be Veterans Day. I imagine Halloween.
You'd imagine right. Which popular video game franchise has released games with the subtitles World at War and Black Ops?
Call of Duty.
Correct. Starring Ali Wong, Netflix just confirmed the second season of what drama?
The Queen's Gambit?
No.
Squid Games?
No.
Ali Wong and Friends?
No. Which former Beatle had a number one hit song with Stevie Wonder in 1982?
Paul McCartney.
Correct. ESPN stands for Entertainment and Sports Programming what?
Network.
You know it. How many players are there on each side in a polo match?
Ooh. Are we talking water polo or actual polo?
Oh, my. Is there a
8,
difference? No.
9?
No.
7?
No.
Damn it.
Who played the title character in the 2021 movie Black Widow?
Tom Hanks.
No.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Nicole Kidman.
No. What is the world's tallest mountain above sea level?
Everest.
Correct. And with that, Steve, no hat trick for you because you got 6 correct, which is a tie.
Son of a 6 to 6.
Wow.
Congrats, Danny, on tying.
All right, Danny, have a good weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. I really hope you have a great weekend.
You both didn't know this one. Starring Ali Wong, Netflix just confirmed the second season of...
Beef!
Yes!
Highly recommend. It is so funny and
so
a little
good.
Bit dark.
Yeah, just a little bit. And how many players are there on each side in a polo match?
11. I don't know.
Only 4.
Oh!
Only 4. That's all you need.
So you're talking horse polo. not water polo.
how many polos are there? And then one you didn't get to. What is the official currency in Germany?
Euro.
Ooh, you would have won if you got to that one.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Too bad, so sad.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Rockaholics, we are bringing Live Night back to you on December 13th at Showbox Soto, where everything is performed live from the stage, from the barbershop quartet to the sound effects. We're going to have the KISW New Originals providing the soundtrack.
Yeah, because the music, we can't play pre-recorded stuff. If we want to play Hook or Shook, we won't be able to do that with pre-recorded stuff. We might have to enlist our friend Micah the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because he's going to be there with us from Me, My Uke, and I. Great ukulele player. He's always a blast. And he's always a big hit at Live Day because he takes certain songs and turns them into like these little ukulele masterpieces. So,
so awesome.
That's going to be a blast having him there as well. Plus some other special guests too that we're working on.
Don't miss out. You can get your tickets now at KISW.com. Would you take the day off if your pet was sick, Steve?
Ooh, yes. I guess it depends on how sick.
Okay.
Like if she got chlamydia, I think she's going to have to just deal with it on her own.
Oh, my gosh. Well, somehow this possible new law led to an awkward moment here in the office.
It really did.
We're going to tell you about it after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
New York City might adopt a new law that would allow people to take sick days to be home to take care of a sick pet.
I feel like you could always have taken advantage to say, hey, I'm sick, or my wife is sick. You don't have to tell them that it's your dog.
This is CBS News in New York explaining what is going on.
Pet people know furry faces are everything. Take Lila, for example.
She's my fur baby. She's the love of...
I do have a lot of love for our pets, and I do consider them like our little kids in a sense, but if you ever hear me say fur baby, I give you every right to kick me in the ding-ding.
Good. She's the love of my life.
So it's understandable that if Lila falls ill...
I'm not going to leave her at home alone if she's actively sick.
A just proposed amendment to the city's Earn Safe and Sick Time Act, Introduction 1089, would make it legal for Lila's mom and any pet owner to use sick time to care for a service or companion animal. Council member Sean Abreu sponsored the ad.
We want to make people feel, comfortable in taking care of their animals.
Perhaps.
Hey, come on, man. This is your big fight.
Yeah.
All right. Knock them dead, kid.
Perhaps in the not too distant future, your pets will be treated like family by the city when they're not feeling pawsome. From Chelsea, Vanessa Murdoch, CBS News, New York.
Did she say when they're not feeling pawsome?
When they're not feeling pawsome.
Yep, she did.
That's my girl.
That's funny.
I love a pun.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's pretty legitimate, though. I think it's legit to be able to take a sick day.
Honestly feel like most bosses would be like, if you had to call like Castle up and be like, hey man, I'm not going to be, I guess it depends on if your boss has a dog or not. If your boss has a dog, I think chances are they'll be like, yeah, stay home, take care of your dog. It's going to be all right.
Yeah. Ryan, I feel like would be down because he's a dog guy.
All right. On the flip side, I have to ask a question because things got a little weird here at the studio earlier this morning. How would you feel about bringing your dog to work?
I personally would not bring my dog to work because two people in this room would be very upset if I brought my dog to work.
See, I would bring
my... And you might be too. I don't know.
I would bring my dog to work because two people in this room would not like the fact that I brought... Same reason.
Oh, so you do it just to troll
just
them.
Just to troll them, absolutely. So one of our coworkers here, not anyone in the show, but brought their dog here to work. And it was hilarious because it's like 5 in the morning and all of a sudden I hear the door open to our building and I hear... I'm like... Did somebody run up 14 flights of steps? Yeah. And then, nope, here comes a big-ass dog. And I could not be happier.
I was so happy, too.
I was like, what's up? So then that dog comes here into the studio. And the look on Sarah's face was priceless. I did not realize how much you're like your dad when it comes to dogs in the building.
Yes, I think it's incredibly inappropriate and unnecessary and disgusting. And mind you...
And that dog totally fed into it and could tell that you didn't like him. And he was just all up in your business.
All up in my business.
I thought it was hilarious.
I didn't even touch it. I barely even looked at it. This is a big dog and hairy.
So much so that the owner of the dog who brought the dog in... asked Sarah if she was hungover because she looked so terrible because of her face.
She was like, are you okay? Oh my gosh, are you feeling all right? Are you hungover?
You had no poker face, and it made it so awkward for our coworker because she's just like, all right, I'm sorry I even came in here. Gotta go.
I have to fall on the sword, though. I opened the door and let the dog in.
After you
let Winston in.
I let Winston in.
After you knew how I felt about it, because you were like, oh, hey guys, well, Winston's coming in.
We did the breast cancer walk last weekend, and Winston was also at the walk, and I didn't see you having like a meltdown.
Did you see me interact with it at all?
Well, maybe not that either, but you didn't seem perturbed by the number of critters that were there.
Maybe because it's out in the open air.
It's out in the open air. It wasn't in my space, in a closed studio where the windows do not open. Dogs. She was like, oh, you hate dogs. And I was like, I don't hate dogs.
I just hate your dog.
I don't prefer big, hairy ones. That's for sure. I like the ones that are tiny.
But you married George.
Yeah, I did. That's all the dog I need, baby. I like the little ones that if they bother you, you can just kind of throw them a little. You just
throw them?
Okay,
let's pump the brakes there, crazy lady.
Like, I mean, you know, they're tiny, so you can, like, pick it up and put it somewhere.
It was
big dogs, it'll go up. I mean, that thing was stronger than me.
I love that Winston's going up near her, and, like, because these chairs swivel, without even missing a beat, Sarah's chair just started swiveling away from the dog. Like, and she had, like, she did that thing where, like, you open your hands further past, like, the threshold of opening your hands. Like, get this freaking dog away from me.
Don't touch me. Don't lick me. No, I don't want some other dogs, ugh, on me.
I do. Well,
nope, someone just texted. I don't like Sarah as much now. LOL.
Oh, no.
Sarah, you are inappropriate and disgusting. They're not wrong. And your hair gets everywhere in the studio.
It really does. It does not. I'm sorry if it does, though.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive fan of dogs and also music. But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus?
That would be Possum.
It sure would, Steve.
Sorry.
Prove it to us. And if so, you will win tickets to see Jerry Cantrell at the Moore Theater on March 9th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 920. The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come where we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from today, or if you've got something on your mind that you need to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Johnny from Lake Taps, why did you take Monday off?
Well, I had to take Monday off because the cat got into something and his leg was all swollen and everything. He could barely walk on it.
Oh, no. What did it get into?
He's a big cat, but he tangled with something bigger than him.
Oh.
So he's an outdoor cat?
He's an indoor-outdoor cat. He's a big cat. So I'm like, all right. So I took the day off. So I called up the vet and I go, I got to bring the cat in. Something's the matter with his leg. They're like, okay, no problem. So I bring him in and put him on the counter there in his little cage that he doesn't like. And they go, we don't chip cats. You have to get an appointment. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So they grab the box. They bring it back. They come back out. They go, this cat's already chipped. I said, I know, like 8 years ago. They go, why are you here? I says, well, I called about a half hour ago. There's something matter with his leg. And she goes, we don't have this on record. I go, well, where's the girl that I talked to that was behind I talked to 20 minutes ago? Well, she's out of the office, and she's running some errands. I go, well, the cat's got a screwed up leg. I'll just leave it here. I go, so what's the problem? They go, we don't know what the problem is, but you're not on our record. So they call me in about 3 hours, and I go, so what's the problem here? And she goes, it's two cats, different cats with the same name.
Oh.
And she didn't put our cat's name in, put it in under the one that's supposed to get chipped.
Oh.
So, all right. So I go back down to the vet and I do all this stuff and they come out with a cat and this young girl behind the counter, she comes out with a cat. I go, that's not my cat.
Oh, no.
But is the cat younger?
No. Fuck my cat. I was just messing with her. She takes off, running to the back room. Oh, my God. We gave away.
Oh, that's funny. That's awesome.
Thanks,
great
Johnny.
Prank. That's a great prank. Here we got a text message. Migs, I'm coming to Oblivion Wrestling tomorrow. Is it true that the Yacht Rock guy is going to be there? The Professor Nick Harrison, yes, is going to be there. He's a big Bills fan. And if you guys don't know, he's the guy that's all over TikTok, all over social media. He's known for taking iconic metal songs or rock songs and turning them into some yacht rock classics.
and he's a big Bills fan, so he's coming to town for the Bills game. But he's also a huge wrestling fan, and Sarah told him that I'm wrestling. He's like, I want to come up. Can I be your manager?
Yeah.
And I said, you bet your ass, brother. And so he's going to be my special guest manager at Oblivion Pro Wrestling tomorrow. So if you want to come on out and hang out with us, it's going to be a blast. The Professor Nick Harrison, we're going to call ourselves the Gen X Express.
Oh, I love that. How many of you walk out together?
Usually I just go out by myself.
So it's going to be you and the professor.
Yeah, so he's going to be, he said he's bringing a suit. So he's all fired up to be the manager. And it's happening over at Nisqually Middle School tomorrow night. Starts at 5 p.m. Bell time is at 6. Go to oblivionwrestling.com if you want to get tickets and come check it out. And you'll get to meet Nick Harrison. He's an awesome dude. So it's going to be a lot of fun getting to hang out with him. I did see that he recently put out a new Yacht Rock song.
Oh, boy.
And I want to test you guys to see if you can figure out what it is.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for this one? Okay. Nirvana. Bam! Danny.
Wow.
Yeah, smells like Teen Spirit.
She's overboard and self-assured. Oh, no, I know a dirty word.
Oh, okay.
Hello, 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 how low? Hello, 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 how low? Hello, hello, hello.
He's also got a record out now. It's available on, like, Spotify, Apple Music with all these songs.
This is awesome.
Now, this is the kind of yacht rock I could tolerate. Not like Simon and Garfunkel crap.
A rockaholic just texted in asking how my home improvements have been going.
Oh, it's been a minute since we've heard about the disaster that has been your home improvements.
And there has been a recent interesting twist, Steve Miggs. I'm going to tell you about it at 9:50. Text from a rockaholic, and it is asking about my home improvement project, which has been going on for months now.
I think since we started working together. It says, it's been a while since I've heard how Taryn's home improvement is going. My wife and I are in the middle of our own, and it sucks. So I guess it's like a misery loves company kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know how bad your home improvement thing is going these days.
Well, there were a couple of very rough months in there where Brad and I and our son Barrett were basically living out of our master bedroom.
Yes.
Wait, are you playing the home improvement theme right now?
You know it.
Okay.
And we survived that. There it was. We survived that. The last couple of projects have been like getting the grass planted outside, doing some landscaping.
You haven't been complaining much about it.
No, because it's we're really wrapped up. We're done. But one of our friends is moving, and they asked us, hey, you want any of our old furniture? We're buying all new furniture when we move.
Now, usually when someone says that, I'm just like, yeah, you know what? You could go to the dump on your own. I'm not unloading your garbage onto me.
But in this case, our friends have very fancy furniture. We're talking restoration hardware, Pottery Barn, all the stuff that Brad and I would never buy.
All the stuff my wife
on our
likes.
Radio salaries.
And I'm like, we can't afford this.
No!
Crap. Yeah.
So we went and we've just been basically ransacking their home, making runs back and forth from their place to our place for the last 2 weeks.
Now, is it in good shape or is it like lightly used or is it kind of all beat up?
Gently used, in great condition. We got some new tables. We have nightstands, lamps, couches for our family cabin.
Pays to have rich friends.
Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of them, they're just like, yeah, none of this is going to the new house. Come get it.
And then, you know, no, I get it. Like, part of me is like, I don't want to. My wife sometimes will be like, hey, we should, this thing's in good shape. Like, some of the baby stuff that we have, like, barely was used. She's like, why don't you put it up on, like, you know, Facebook Marketplace or was it Mercury or Mercury?
Mercury.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, are you going to arrange to meet up with a random person so you could sell it to them? She's like, no, I figured you would do it. I'm like, with what time?
Yeah, it's a struggle to do that. In this case, I'm just happy to take it off their hands. Keep the calls coming. What else you got for us? Rockaholics, the Seahawks introduced their new player yesterday at a press conference, Ernest Jones IV.
Yes.
And why did he refer to himself like this?
I'm a dog.
You'll hear from him during the Daily Migs download after Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you
some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. Happy Friday, good sir.
And to you, happy Blue Friday.
You wore black.
Yeah. For those of you that celebrate.
He's got blue jeans.
Oh.
It looked like I'm pointing at your crotch, but I'm pointing at your pants.
I know what you were looking
His
at.
His eyes are up there.
He's up there like, go Hawks. Go Hawks.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Like you mentioned, the Seahawks are playing this Sunday, taking on the Buffalo Bills, happening here at Lumen Field. And we'll have a brand new linebacker, Ernest Jones IV, just recently traded for him. And I'm already loving this dude based on his press conference. He was being asked about how motivated he is to join this team, and has a lot to do with his family and also his intensity.
We have a 3-month-old son, so the whole time I'm just thinking about my son and my wife. Sitting on that plane, I don't want to put them through this again. So I'm ready to go play football so I can go out here and show not only the Seahawks, but show that I am what I say I am.
What are you?
I'm a dog.
Yeah.
A dog. That's what you're getting. Getting a dog, getting somebody that's a leader, true leader. I'm going to go out there each and every week, put my body on the line for my teammates, for this organization, and my family. So,
what is your son's name?
Ernest. He's the fifth.
I was going to ask if he was the fifth. That was the first thing I thought of.
Right? And I also love that they asked Coach McDonald what he thought about him calling himself a dog, and this is what Mike McDonald had to say.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, sorry. Try to get answers out of him.
Speaking of the Hawks, Mike Jarrell is that rookie offensive lineman that had a great first game with the Hawks last weekend, and something a little bit strange happened to him this week. Because Kenneth Walker was named MVP of the game, but he had the flu, as you recall, and so he was not able to accept the award. They had Mike Jarrell accept it on his behalf by being slimed, Nickelodeon style. And here's what it sounded like.
Three, two, one.
Okay, I love his laugh.
All of them that were involved were like giddy. It was awesome.
Well, we checked with Coach to see why they're sliming players, and he had this to say.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. What a strange thing to slime him over at the VMAC.
Love it.
Hey, Kraken ended up losing in overtime, but you know, they were down 3-1 against the hottest team in the league, the team that was undefeated, and unfortunately Winnipeg continues to be undefeated because they won in overtime. 4-3, so they're now 7-0, but the Kraken play the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow night over at Climate Pledge Arena. As far as weather we're hitting, World Series, game one tonight, Los Angeles, Yankees, and the Dodgers, so have fun with that. And as far as weather, 59 degrees, it's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.